Good afternoon. I'm Clarice Larson, and you're listening to KTOO. Juneau's trail maintenance nonprofit won't be maintaining Forest Service trails this season unless it can crowdsource funding for a new trail crew. KTOO's Yvonne Crumry has more.
Leaders of Trail Mix Incorporated made the decision to reallocate their Forest Service crews to other work because they say they may lose the federal funding that pays them. That would mean work on federal land is on pause. That includes maintenance on access trails to heavily used cabins at Peterson Lake, Dan Moeller, and Windfall Lake. Half of the organization's summer trail crews are funded by Forest Service grants. With instability at the federal level, Executive Director Megan Tabachek says she doesn't want to risk not being able to pay those workers.
I don't ever want to be in a situation where we can't pay our employees. That's just not how we do business here.
Trail Mix usually gets about $420,000 in federal funding annually. Usually the Forest Service pays Trail Mix during or after the season. The city has long partnered with Trail Mix for trail upkeep. George Schaff leads the city and borough of Juneau's Parks and Recreation Department and says they're one of Juneau's greatest assets.
Trails make Juneau, Juneau. It's a huge reason why I think a lot of us chose to come here, chose to stay, and a lot of why people who grew up here also stay or come back.
And he says the federal funding cuts could mean Juneau has to spend a lot more money in the future to maintain certain trails.
If you keep up on the periodic maintenance, your cost over the lifetime is going to be a lot lower. But if you don't maintain what you have, you're going to end up spending a lot of money all at once to try to get it back.
Trail Mix's Tabachek says the federal funding agreements haven't been canceled yet, but she fears they could be because federal funding across the U.S. has been slashed, leaving many nonprofits without previously guaranteed money to operate.
We're just incredibly nervous to have the federal government as a business partner right now. You know, agreements and grants that people thought were set in stone are being lost left and right.
Trail Mix has already hired its crews. Tabachek says Trail Mix now has to find other ways to pay for about half of its staff and hopes to secure funding from the city. But she says those funding sources would pay only for work on city trails, not Forest Service trails. And that's why the nonprofit is raising funds to hire a new crew made up of fired Forest Service staff. That crew could be tasked with maintaining Forest Service trails, roughly 40% of Juneau trails, she says.
It's the people who use trails that are going to feel this, you know, and obviously our staff are feeling it and the staff of the Juneau Ranger District are feeling it as well. But this really has eliminated a lot of ways to work on Forest Service trails and to maintain these trails that we love.
The fundraiser's goal is $170,000. And Tabachek says the organization has about a month to raise that amount before trail work begins. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumry.
And there are just 33 Iditarod Trail sled dog race teams sprinting to Nome right now, tying the record of the smallest field ever. As Alaska Public Media's Ava White reports, mushers all point to one big challenge.
Ask this year's Iditarod Mushers why there are so few teams, and you'll hear the same thing over and over.
I think the cost is really, really tough.
Not everybody has the time to dedicate to Iditarod or the money.
Mushing's expensive, you know? It's amazing that there's 33 of us that can afford to be here.
It's very economic-based. I cannot nearly cover the cost of this race unless you win it.
It adds up quickly. You know, it just gets really spendy.
Yep, sled dog racing is expensive. You heard it from veteran mushers Ryan Reddington, Travis Beals, Jesse Holmes, Gabe Dunham, and Matthew Fahler. They're part of this year's 33 mushers racing over 1,000 miles to Nome. The number of teams is tied with the record low set in 2023. It's a fraction of the record high of 96 teams in 2008, and it's even fewer teams than competed in the very first Iditarod back in 1973. Matthew Fahler has competed in every Iditarod since 2012, a year with double the number of mushers as today. He says there's a long list of expenses involved in sled dog racing.
Straw is a big expense. You know, you usually have a bale per dog. Dog booties. Each dog booty is $1.15 a piece or $1.10 a piece, depending on where you go. And we use hundreds per week, maybe thousands.
The laundry list of expenses keeps on going. There's veterinary care, dog food, equipment, fuel, and a $4,000 Iditarod registration fee. At the same time, veteran Gabe Dunham says sponsors have become harder to get.
In the 90s, it seemed like they were relatively lucrative. And now you can go to all these places and you know, they might give you a couple $100, which is super beneficial. Every dollar counts, but it's not the big money that it used to be or the big corporate sponsors.
The Iditarod Race Organization has felt the strain too, losing big name sponsors in recent years, like Alaska Airlines, Coca-Cola, and ExxonMobil. Iditarod's race director, Mark Nordman, also notes that a group of longtime racers have recently retired from the sport, like four-time champion Martin Boozer and fan favorite Ali Zirkel. But he also thinks finances are a barrier and says race officials are working to raise the amount of money teams win.
It just keeps getting more and more expensive for people to own a dog team. It's very expensive. You know, we as an organization are always saying we have to raise the purse so they can continue to go forward with their passion.
Among the mushers noticeably absent are reigning six-time champion Dallas CV, 2019 champion Pete Kaiser, and 2018 champion Your Lifesef Olsom, as well as frequent top contenders like Jesse Royer and Richie Deal. In a video posted to his website, Kaiser said poor snow conditions and high temperatures in Bethel led him to not racing the Iditarod for the first time in 15 years. He says he couldn't get the training miles on his team. He considered signing up late, but snow conditions never improved.
Was hoping for some better training conditions and some better weather to come along in December and January, and we really just kept waiting and nothing changed.
Those poor conditions postponed or canceled some sled dog races this year, and it's not motivating for young mushers, says Iditarod's 2023 champion, Ryan Reddington.
It is a sport where if you have a year like this with races being canceled, it is tough to want to keep adding money and keep with it.
But mushers say the small field isn't a sign the sport is dying. There has been growing interest in smaller races across the state, like the Kuskokwim 300 sled dog race that runs between Bethel and Aniak. Also, this year's 16 Iditarod rookies is a promising sign, says veteran Travis Beals.
That's huge. Sport's alive.
One of those rookies is Emily Ford. She says it's not about the number of teams, but more about the support from communities along the trail.
You look around and we have all these fans and like, they're, you know, really they're the ones who breathe the life into us as mushers to allow us to do this. Even if there were two mushers going, if there were a million people that showed up, it'd still make Iditarod worth it.
Still, she thinks younger mushers are streaming into the sport and will continue to do so, keeping the Iditarod alive. In Anchorage, I'm Ava White.
And while the city and borough of Juneau and its school district zero in on designs and project costs, students at Zantakahini play on a dirt field at recess instead of a playground. The former middle school currently houses three schools, including elementary schools, after the Juneau School District consolidated to make up for budget shortfalls. But that campus wasn't set up for recess. Juneau student Gavin Liam lives in the area and spoke to assembly members last night in support of building a new playground.
We need more than a dirt field and the hope of a future playground. You have the power to make sure we get the playground we need, not just someday, but now. This is our chance to do it right.
The city and borough of Juneau put $75,000 toward designing a playground last June. Now they're working with the district to decide on a final design. According to memos from December, the initial playground design would cost $1.8 million to build. The borough's Public Works and Facilities Committee requested new designs at about a third of the price. Denise Koch is the borough's Director of Engineering and Public Works. She says at a January joint committee meeting between the borough and district's facilities committees requested new designs again at a higher price point. Koch says the committees will continue discussing the designs and budget options. She says the only funding set aside for the project so far has been to decide the playground.
There is no budget to construct that playground, so that will be part of the decision-making and part of the discussion.
The school district's facilities committee met today to discuss the new designs. Koch says the next steps is for the district's board to send feedback before a joint committee meets again. A date has not been finalized for that next meeting. And now for a quick look at local weather today here in Juneau. It's 42 degrees right now and mostly sunny with a high near 44. Southeast winds of around 10 miles per hour. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low of around 35 degrees and southeast winds of about 10 miles per hour as well. Tomorrow, 40% chance of rain after 3 p.m., but mostly sunny. You're listening to KTOO. I'm Clarice Larson.